Good morning, RVA. It's 55 degrees and rainy. By the time you read this, the rain should have cleared up, the clouds should be on their way out, and the temperature's on their way up to the mid-60s. Water cooler. Ned Oliver has the report from yesterday's community meeting with Smith Group JJR, the folks behind the Lumpkins Jail project. The community input continues to suggest that whatever is done in Chaco Bottom needs to take into account the larger history of Chaco, including both the site of the jail and the nearby African burial ground. I can also get behind the feedback to find another name for the project that's not so focused on the white owner of the jail. Words are important. Lots of great stuff in Style Weekly this week, but start with this piece by Paul Spencer on the plan for public art in City Hall. If I were a local visual artist, you bet I'd be hitting up Ellen Parker and Tom Burns about getting some of my art into 900 East Broad Street. Also, this week is Style's State of the Plate issue, which includes a mouth-watering look at their pick for the 2017 Restaurant of the Year. I'm very excited about the opening of Boogaloo's Bar and Grill on Brooklyn Park Boulevard later this spring. Tammy Smith at the RTD has all the details, including this bit which speaks directly to my heart. Quote, "We're going to play soft music. I don't want the music so loud that people can't hear each other talk." Yes! I feel like every week there's an additional story about something new happening in this neighborhood. Speaking of restaurant openings, the folks behind the Rogue Gentleman will open a space in the revolving door that is 506 West Broad Street, says BizSense's J. Elias O'Neill. That spot is just a three-block walk from a Pulse station, which is how I think about everything these days. Speaking of, GRTC's Richmond Transit Network Plan meetings start today at the Southside Community Service Center. Here's a full list of meetings, dates, and locations. Come on out and meet your new transit network. Last week, local business owner Lucas Fritz gave a public comment at City Hall about the state of the alley behind the Broadberry. This week, he's got the mayor and his city council rep out there looking at the situation firsthand. I love this. It's a perfect picture of getting involved and getting things done in Richmond. For International Women's Day, the NYT pointed me towards this ranking of countries by, quote, percentage of women in the lower or single house. You gotta scroll for a while to find the United States. Sports. 7-seed Hokies face 10-seed Wake Forest in the ACC tournament tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN2, and the 6-seed Hoos return to action against 14-seed Pitt at 9 p.m. also on ESPN2. This morning's patron long read is titled "Welcome to Dog World." From patron Haley, this long read is largely about dog sledding, but also about survival. Here's an excerpt. "For a while, at least, the ride was lovely, maybe the best I'd had all summer. It wasn't raining, Rebecca was laughing, and the tourist voice sounded from the other trails where other people were responsible for them. But within 15 minutes, another rumbling echoed over the glacier, and a tiny figure in an orange vest zoomed toward the dog sled trails on a snowmobile. This was Malcolm, our manager. We'd been warned about orange vests. They were used to signal urgency. Malcolm waved to the tourist as he passed them. Stunning, isn't it? And then came to a stop next to Rebecca and me. We're in trouble, he said. The pilots can't get back. His voice was higher than I'd ever heard it. Nobody's hurt, but the tourists are trapped here now. They're trapped here." If you'd like your patron long read to show up here, go chip in a couple bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's long read is titled "The Story of Hetty Topper, America's Most Loved Craft Beer." My cousin is one of those dudes who travels for beer, and he recently brought me back a can of Hetty Topper, and it is pretty great, you guys. Here's an excerpt. "They were all distinct, usually compelling beers, but soon word began to spread about Hetty. It was a hit. The problem, if there was one, was that it was only available in the pub. Enterprising customers solved it by sneaking pints into the bathroom where they would pour them into bottles, screw on caps, and then shuffle out of the bar, pockets bulging. The business and the Alchemist name were growing with rapid, radical speed beyond anything the Kimmiches had anticipated. And then the storm came." This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Hawkbill, and is a picture of a Krispy Kreme RV parked downtown. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.